Paul, it must be great to finally see your boys out there in action.
Yeah, it's finally become real. You know, it's been a long road, and pulling the suit back on today and a few little rituals and tribal things that I've got going on, you know, it felt good. I've got a swagger back today. It was good, it was healthy and exciting.
I thought your blokes looked to play football from the outset, attacking from inside their own quarter at times as well.
Yeah, it's not the first time that it's been said of my teams, and it won't be the last. It's a simple theory, really, of the space, run into it. It's not rocket science, is this game, but you know, you've got to be bold and brave sometimes to play it.
I mean, looking through your squad, you've got a lot of blokes who've played for you before at Lee, if you think Beswick, Pownall, Worthington and people like that. How have the new blokes you're coaching been with you?
Oh, you know, they've been brilliant because, yeah, it's helped having them boys who know the way I think. You know, and today will give us a benchmark and a platform to help the rest of the team understand the way I think and you know, what we settle for and what we don't. So, but yeah, the guys reinforce it. The guys who know me reinforce it. But I've had a pound for each player who told me today that, you know, it's just good to be smiling and they're enjoying it. And that was kind of the theme throughout, without me having to say it. The guys are happy. Then join the rugby, and that's something that is important to me as a coach, and I think it shows out there on the pitch.
And some blokes today who haven't played for a long time, James Lathwaite, since that leg break he got in the cup match against Lee. Bob's not played for a long time. They showed up good, didn't they?
Unbelievable. About six players there who'd done between 12 months and 2 years on the sidelines. So to do that and run long minutes, because we didn't run with a 32-man squad or anything. We had 21. I guess the only disappointment, I've not mentioned it, was Richie Whiting pulling out Paula. Yeah. He couldn't have written that one. That's such a shame. But nevertheless, you know, I thought Hull fans were good. They started cheering Hull on for a little bit there as we got to 20-all, and maybe sensed a little bit of Toronto getting on top. So, but it was good. It was a lovely occasion and really nice to perform at such a good stadium. And a fitting start for Toronto in performance was key.
And obviously disappointing to be on the wrong side of the result at 20-all. Did you think maybe it's just going to happen?
Maybe it could have happened. What I did know is it should have happened, and not just a little thought. I know we had more than enough opportunities. Obviously the standout one with James Lathwaite going through, but there were more than that. And we'll create opportunities. My teams will create opportunities, and it's a good start point. We'll build from here. We'll get better, and you know, we'll face some tough tasks this year. So we'll have to be good.
And are you still looking to recruit as well?
I certainly think we need at least one more body. You know, if we get injuries along the way, then I don't think it's ever a closed door. I guess it's up to me as coach to go to the management if that's the case, and justify why we need any certain player. So it's never a closed door, but I'm more than happy with the players that I've got. And, you know, we're on budget. You know, you've got to say the whole team's this expenditure out there was probably 1.1 million in difference. So we're not doing too bad, you know, really, if we come up with that performance.
I mean, obviously, you've lost the Wigan friendly because of the rearrangement of the FA Cup tie. Is that it now? Are you just going to go straight for Championship one, or have you got any more hits planned?
Yeah, first we'll run a bodies in front game against Salford. So, you know, it's not full contact, which suits me. Again, having not an overly big squad, that, you know, we stay healthy. So I'm happy with that one hit out. And, you know, our first game will be the Challenge Cup. So we're not in the iPro Cup. So our Challenge Cup game will be our next competitive hit out. But, we'll run against Salford in 2 weeks' time.